This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The U.S. death toll from COVID-19 has topped 500,000. It's a number so staggering that a top health researcher says it's hard to imagine an American who hasn't lost a relative or doesn't know someone who died. The virus has reached into all corners of the country in communities of every size. At the same time, many families are left to cope in isolation, unable to hold funerals. Experts warn that about 90,000 more deaths are likely in the next few months despite a massive vaccination campaign. The White House marked the grim milestone of 500,000 COVID deaths with a candlelight vigil and a message of sorrow and hope from President Joe Biden. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson on Monday unveiled his plan for a gradual easing of the coronavirus restrictions in the UK, stressing that his government's forecasts rested on the continued effectiveness of the United Kingdom's vaccine rollout. England's coronavirus vaccine campaign is significantly reducing cases of COVID-19, with a drop of around 70% in infections among healthcare workers who have had a first dose of the Pfizer-BioNTech shot, according to health officials on Monday. Preliminary study findings from Scotland also showed the vaccination drive there is working, markedly reducing the risk of hospitalization for COVID-19. In a news briefing alongside his top advisors on the COVID-19 pandemic, Prime Minister Johnson told reporters that Britain has sufficient vaccine supplies to meet its goal of providing a first dose to all adults by the end of July. This is VOA News.